John Kerry finished a two-day campaign swing through California last night with a gala concert fundraiser in Los Angeles featuring Barbara Streisand, Willie Nelson, and Billy Crystal. The trip wasn't all glitz and glamour. Kerry also pumped up his support from organized labor. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
John Kerry wasn't really here stumping for votes. Opinion polls show him leading George Bush in California by at least 10 points. At a Wednesday night gathering of 2,000 Kerry supporters in San Jose, the candidate told the crowd that he'd come to California for very traditional reasons.
Over 150 years ago, thousands of prospectors came here looking for silver and gold. And I've come here tonight doing the same thing, folks.
Altogether, the campaign raised $10 million in 2 days in California. But Kerry didn't dwell on the loot. He gave a speech that hit all the main themes that his supporters wanted to hear. He charged that President Bush had destroyed respect for America around the world.
We need a president who understands that working with other countries to bring people together around a common purpose is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength.
Kerry also criticized the president for the 1.9 million jobs lost during his time in the White House and said he'd rescind tax breaks for companies that ship American jobs overseas. That was a comforting proposal for Bob Malone, who lost his computer programming job to foreign labor. He'd listened to Kerry's speech with his wife, Joyce.
Our family's been severely affected. I too, was laid off a year ago.
Bush is just destroying everything I value. Every time I read the paper, it's like, how can he outdo what he did yesterday? But he does.
Expanding high-tech, high-wage jobs was the topic Kerry took up the next morning at a speech at San Jose State University. But the news of the day was the endorsement he got from legendary business executive Lee Iacocca, who'd actively campaigned for George Bush 4 years ago. But now, he said, the country's going in the wrong direction. He thinks John Kerry can turn it around.
I will try to offer advice and consult with the senator and do whatever I can to make him the next president. Now, I'm doing this not as a Democrat or Republican, but as an American, simply.
Kerry's also had the endorsement of two of the nation's largest labor unions, the service employees and the Union for State and Local Government Workers. They were coincidentally having their national conventions in California this week. Kerry made sure to address both. Their contributions may not measure up to the showbiz stars, but they can provide legions of volunteers. In Anaheim yesterday, Kerry told the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees that even some government work is now going to overseas labor, and he vowed as president he'd put a stop to that.
The bottom line, America needs a president who fights for your job just as hard as he fights for his own job. And that's what we're going to do.
Kerry raked in the bucks and revved up the foot soldiers, but left California last night before the clock struck 12. The campaign wanted to get an early start in the battleground state of Ohio today, where Kerry will be speaking to people who aren't necessarily diehard supporters, and where the outcome of the November election is much more in doubt. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.